Today on MyFM, we're profiling hidden gems in our community, gems like the Early On Child and Family Center in Renfrew. Joining us from Early On is Barb Beimers. Barb, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So let's jump right in. What is your position with Early On?
I'm the program director for the Early On Center.
So what at Early On do you look after?
Oh boy. So basically a bunch of everything. So everything that has to deal with the center is kind of under my umbrella. So the programming, you know, making sure staff schedules, organization of materials, purchasing, deciding like room setup. So anything to do with the center is all on me.
Okay. And how long has Early On been a part of our community?
Before we were the Early On, we were known as Kids Corp. So it was kind of like an Ontario Earlier satellite. Also the Renfrew Area Community Resource. We kind of have two little hubs that is part of us. So I don't want to give an exact date and be wrong, but as far back as at least 2005, Kids Corp was running. And then the Ministry of Education wanted a more, an easier way for people and family to find our services. So we kind of adapted the name as Early On Centers. So we're the Early On Renfrew. Armpar is Armpar Early On and Preschool Resource Center and so on and so forth. We all have the Early On name so that it's more recognizable.
So what kind of services do you offer parents and children as they experience early childhood?
Oh, so we do drop-in playgroups for families and their children, caregivers and their children, grandparents. If you have a little one, 0 to 6, you just come and see us. So we have a set time where we offer programs. You don't have to come right at the start, and you do not have to stay right till the end. It's whatever your schedule allows. There's no charge. They're all free to attend, and there isn't a lot of rules per se. We have lots of fun and engaging activities, something for everyone, and our space is wide open concept. The children usually have no problems finding something to participate in quite quickly.
And I understand it's a small group running the show at Early On, but you guys have so many connections outwards. Tell us about what gives Early On its staying power as a service for families with toddlers.
So we have 2 staff currently. We both have children. We're both parents ourselves. But before that, we were educators as well. So we know so many things just through career and then also personal life. So we have connections to agencies within the community. We know about resources that are available to share with families. We have workshops. We have different colleagues that are into different stages and developments of early childhood. So we're a good sounding board for parents. If you ask a question, then we usually have a really great array of answers for you. And if not, we're very happy to help you find them.
And having that sounding board, especially for a new family, a young family, that must be so important.
A lot of parents have that question or, you know, I've never thought about when I should make that first dentist appointment or how early is too early to go to a park and like, would you put them on a swing? So you open up about things that you're wondering about, but maybe feel silly to ask someone. But we hope that we're a comfortable environment where those questions just come naturally and the answers are shared voluntarily. Because as parents, we've experienced sometimes the strangest things. And most times, as parents, we're the best resource to help someone else through a situation.
And to ask those questions, I do understand that you're on Facebook. You also have email and phone number as well. You can find those on their social media pages. But if parents just want to drop by and ask those questions, I believe they can meet you at your location at the Armories building.
Yeah, our address is 115 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. We're located in the Armories. Our entrance from the outside is a bright yellow door, and we're downstairs where the food bank formerly was. We have access to the auditorium space once a week, and we do a gross motor playgroup on that day. So especially with these colder days setting in, it's a great way for families to get out, get moving, burn off some energy, still have that exercise opportunity, and not as many layers.
So as a graduate of Ontario's schooling system, I do have to ask, because you did mention an auditorium and group play, do you guys play with a parachute?
We do, yes. How can you not? We have multiple parachutes. So it's different sizes, and we've created quite the reserve of different games and songs to sing. You don't even, like, once you've seen that thing once, you go to it. You know, it's like the biggest magnet. Even the parents are excited. So it's one of those things that you never forget, and you always hope that someone brings out.
I'm sorry, I just started connecting the dots, and that question lit up like a Christmas tree in my brain, so just had to get it off my chest. But honestly, early on, Renfrew just seems like a great place, not only for parents to figure out how to be a parent, but also for kids just to have a good time.
Hopefully, yeah. We hope to be that warm space where, you know, the kids have had so much fun. Quite often, it's funny because they don't want to leave. So, you know, like, we've done a good job. That's our reward for the day. You know, you have that little one that doesn't want to go or is having a little bit of a hard time, and, you know, like, you can come back tomorrow or we'll see you on Thursday. So it's our reward to know, like, we've created a fun space to learn and grow.
Well, all right. We've been speaking with Barb Beimers with Renfrew's Early On Child and Family Center. Definitely a hidden gem in our community, but a vital one for parents handling early childhood. You can find them on Facebook for more information. Until then, Barb, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me and considering us for this opportunity.
And remember, you can get a complete list of hidden gems at our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.